Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. This week's message is titled Father's Day. Thank you to Earl, Debbie, Ed, Dawn, and Amy for being part of the service. The scripture reading is Galatians 4:4-7. We wish a happy birthday this week to Selena and a happy anniversary to Glynis and John.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. The reading today is Galatians 4:4-7. But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And for many of us, our fathers have passed away. But won't it be wonderful when we're able to see our father face to face? And of course, our Father God face to face. So I guess I've been reminiscing a little bit. When I was much younger, kindergarten, grade 1, 2, 3, and 4, we would begin the day by singing O Canada, or God Save the Queen, depending on how old we are. And then we would recite the Lord's Prayer. That doesn't happen in schools anymore. But I would just encourage you, if you would, to stand up with me, and let's go ahead and recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much. I came across this article, I'm not sure how many years ago, but it's always stuck with me. It's a multiple barrage, if you will, of scriptures that all come together. And here's what God says to us, calling us his child, which we are, of course. He says this, "You may not know me, but I know everything about you." Psalm 139. "I know when you sit and when you rise," Psalm 139. "I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered," Matthew 10. "For you were made in my image. In me you live and you move and you have your very being. For you are my offspring. I knew you before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You are not a mistake, for all the days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I'm not distant. I'm not angry. But I am the complete expression of love. And it's my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child. And I offer you more than anything else, because I love you with an everlasting love. You have been provider, and you meet us. For you are a treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want you to know how great and marvelous things are, and that you will receive if you seek me with all your heart. I'm able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I'm also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you're brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. And I will wipe every tear from your eyes. I will take away your pain and the suffering that you've had on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I'm not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I can be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love. I gave up everything I love for I might love you. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you have received me, and nothing will separate you from our love. Come home, and I'll throw you the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I've always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. And he signs his name, Love, your dad, Almighty God. That's the precious Father that we all have. And so today we're just going to be talking about this. Came across this article that I thought was lovely. It was called The Creation of a Father, One of God's Greatest. When the good Lord was creating fathers, he started with a tall frame. And a female angel nearby said, "What kind of father is that? If you're going to make children so close to the ground, why have you put fathers up so high? He won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling, tuck a child in bed without bending, or even kiss a child with a lot of stooping." But God smiled and said, "Yes, but I can make him child size. Who would children not look up to?" And when God made father's hands, they were large and sinewy. And the angel shook her head sadly and said, "Don't you know that what you're doing? Your large hands are clumsy. They can't manage diaper pins, small buttons, rubber bands or ponytails, or even remove splinters caused by baseball bats." God smiled and said, "I know. But they're large enough to hold everything a small boy empties from his pockets at the end of the day, small enough to cup a child's face in his hands." And then God molded long, slim legs and broad shoulders, and the angel nearly had a heart attack. "Boy, this is the end of the week, all right. Do you realize that you just made a father without a lap? How's he going to pull his child close to him without the kid falling between his legs?" God smiled and said, "A mother needs a lap. A father needs strong shoulders to pull a sled, balance a boy on a bicycle, or hold a sleepy head on the way home from the circus." God was in the middle of creating two of the largest feet anyone had ever seen. "That's not fair, honestly," he said. God smiled. "Oh, they'll work. They'll support a small child who wants to ride a horse on Banbury Cross or scare the mice at the cottage or display shoes and the challenge to be fit into them." And God worked throughout the night and that saw everything but remained calm and tolerant. Finally, almost as an afterthought, added tears, he turned to the angel and said, "Now are you satisfied that he can love as much as a mother?" And the angel shut up. Father's Day is lovely and it's wonderful. And we share together. Very brief message today. There's so many scriptures that deal with these things that I think are very helpful. It said in Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7, and it's interesting in the Psalms how often these things come across. In fact, the majority of these things were from the Psalms. Psalm chapter 2 and verse 7, he says, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. And then Psalm 68, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows is God. God is in his holy temple. And then he says, he will call out to me, you are my father. Or Psalm 89, my God, the rock, the Savior, I will establish his line forever and forever. And then Isaiah chapter 9, for to us, we often use this at Christmas, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And again in Isaiah, but you are our Father through Abraham. You are the Lord. You are our Father. Centuries in the past to today, our Father God, who always sees us, who always hears us, who knows everything about us, good things and bad, and loves us so. And if God can love us so, can't fathers love us so? Let your light shine before people, that you may see your good deeds and praise your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 15, for God said, honor your father and your mother. And again in Matthew, see that you do not look down on any of these little children. For I tell you, now this is very interesting, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father. Do we remember that our little ones have angels? Angels are all around us, specifically for the children, but for all of us. Don't look down on any of the little ones. Don't mistreat any of the little ones, because their angels in heaven are always looking at the face of the Father in heaven. Angels are protecting our children. For this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife. And what God has joined together, let no one separate. And then again in John, Jesus said to them, my Father is always at work. He's always at work. So those of us who are fathers, God's already been working on us this morning. Always. He's always working on us. And let's face it, we fathers, we sometimes need that. We surely do. Jesus said, you do not know me or my Father, because if you did know my Father, you would be living a different life. The only Father we have is our God. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. You are my son, and today I have become your father. 1 Corinthians, even though you have, now this is remarkable to me. How many angels do we think we have around us? Even though you have 10,000 guardians, angels in Christ. We still have one Father. But all around us, spiritual guardians in Christ. We just don't think about these things. There's so much more than we can continue to learn. All around us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, our loved ones, angels, always around us. And then he says, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. You do not know me or my Father. If you did, you would know the Father. The Father loves me, and I lay down my life only to take it up again. Today, I have become your Father. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place, gave him the name above every name, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And then conclusion. Therefore, God exalted Jesus to the highest place, and that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven, things on earth, visible and invisible, thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him, and for us. Your throne, O God, will last forever, and righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness. You have hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. I think back on lots of stories of fathers. I remember one time my father was preaching in Toronto, and there was a junior A hockey game happening at Maple Leaf Gardens that day. And my father took my two brothers and I to the game, and all of a sudden I panicked, because I had really poor eyesight. They didn't know that for the longest time, but I just had very poor eyesight. And we were sitting up in the grays, if you know what that means. And my brother was cheering on, and my father was cheering on. I couldn't see the puck. I had no idea where the puck was even going. I didn't know it. And I kept saying to my parents, I can't see anything. I don't know. I can't see that far, whatever. And my father was getting a bit frustrated that I couldn't see it. And at intermission, he went over to to get a Coke or something like that. And I came out to see where my father was. I couldn't see him. I was lost. I was terrified. Didn't know where to go, didn't know what to do. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll just sit down in the lobby and he'll come and find me. And it wasn't much longer. And he came over and says, why are you sitting down? I couldn't see you. I can't see you. We were sitting up in the grays. I can't see you. I can't see it. And then that day, later on that day, my brother were playing baseball, and he used the baseball bat and hit me right in the eye. So then went to taking a look at my eyes, and the doctor said, he'll be completely fine, but he needs glasses. And it's the first time in my life when I put glasses on that I said, I can see. I can actually see. father was frustrated because he thought, well, I didn't realize that you couldn't see that. I could see. And from that day forward, life changed. When you can't see very well, it's different. You're struggling all the time. But when you can see, things change. And it's not just seeing. It's seeing the Father's love. Father's Day, it's so much more than a good dad. A Father's Day is sharing the Father's love to everyone that we come to. And I wish you a very happy Father's Day today. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV, copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations marked NLT are taken from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation, copyright 2015 by Tyndale House Foundation. Used by permission of Tyndale House Publishers, Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188. All rights reserved. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.